Hi, I'm Holly Rose. I'm the LINCS Program Assistant for the National Fragile X Foundation, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what it's going to be like on Wednesday during Advocacy Day. Wednesday will begin early. You know how everyone keeps saying, get plenty of rest Tuesday night? There's a reason. Wednesday starts early. Did I say early yet? Early. The shuttle buses will begin loading at 6:45 a.m. for the advocates. If you are leaving to go home after your meetings on Wednesday, you'll need to be sure that you are completely checked out of your hotel and you have your luggage secured with a bellman and you're at the curb ready to board the bus before 6:45. We will be assembling on the steps of the Capitol building for a group picture at 7:50 sharp. If you are staying at a different hotel or with family and friends in the D.C. area, please be sure that you are prepared to be at the Capitol at 7:50 a.m. After the group picture, we'll proceed through security into the Capitol building. You can bring a camera, and there will be many parts of the tour where you're able to take pictures. This is a very special tour led by Congressman Greg Harper, whose son Livingston has Fragile X. We are very fortunate that Congressman Harper has offered this very special start to our Advocacy Day every year since he's taken office. There are a few key things I want you to remember. Be on time. Being on time to your meetings is very important. We have scheduled your meetings, giving you enough time to get from one meeting to the next, but sometimes you're really going to have to hustle. Please be sure that you are always early so you are there on time and ready for your meeting. Remember that every time you leave the building and re-enter a new one, you will be going through security. Minimize what you are carrying and what you're wearing. Pins, necklaces, earrings, keys, anything that would set off a metal detector in the airport will set off the metal detectors at the security of each building. The office buildings for the House and Senate members are separated into 6 different buildings, 3 for the House and 3 for the Senate, each on opposite sides of the Capitol. The House buildings are connected to each other, and the Senate buildings are connected to each other. So if you have back-to-back representative meetings on the House side, you can go from one House building to the next, all while staying inside. The same thing if you have back-to-back Senate meetings. You will need to leave buildings when you're going from the House side to the Senate side and vice versa, which you can do by walking or taking a cab. There are always cabs waiting outside of all the buildings, and the cost from the House to the Senate side, or vice versa, should be no more than around $10 with a tip. Advocates are always traveling in groups, and most usually we take turns paying for these cab rides. You will be provided with a map to help you get oriented during training to where all the buildings are. Lunchtime. Both the House and Senate have some pretty nice cafeterias. They can also get very busy, so be prepared that if you are there at a very busy time, you may end up standing up to eat or sitting in the hall. There are also some restaurants nearby and, depending on the weather, outdoor vendors. Your meetings will be scheduled throughout the afternoon and may go as late as 5:30 p.m. When you get your schedule on Tuesday, it will help you plan if you're going home on Wednesday for what time you need to leave and how much time you need to prepare for that. Remember, you'll need to stop by the hotel and pick up your luggage. Once you know how much time you have, you can decide whether you want to take a cab back to the airport or another mode of transportation, the Metro to DCA or the MARC train from Union Station to BWI. Are you feeling overwhelmed now? A little bit, or maybe a lot anxious? I understand. When you get to the training, I want you to do one thing for me. I want you to stop and really look around the room. You are going to be surrounded by parents, siblings, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends of someone with a Fragile X disorder. You will not be elbow to elbow with professional lobbyists. You will be shoulder to shoulder with somebody just like you, just like me. I was raised in the country of a small town of 2,000 people. I'm a carrier. I know what anxiety is. I had never flown alone, hailed a cab, checked into a hotel, never on my own until I attended my first Advocacy Day. And you know what? Not only did I survive the training and Advocacy Day itself, but I left feeling so incredibly empowered. I know that if I have this in me, you have it in you. So what's it going to be like? Well, you know what? If you're lucky, you're going to get to see the lush or not so lush inside of a senator or representative's office. But odds are you're going to be seeing a lot of hallways, a lot of very small conference rooms, and a lot of reception areas. Hopefully, you're going to get to meet with a senator or representative. And if you do, please get your picture taken with them. But for 99% of the meetings, you will be meeting with a very young staffer. Here is what I want you to remember about that staffer that you will meet with. They are the most important person you will meet. Do not brush them off as just a staffer or just a kid. These young staffers are the deciding factors in what gets passed on. They will fight or not fight for our cause. They are in many cases more important than the elected official because they are the ones who will dig up the details on what we are asking. They are the ones who will push for the signature and they will make this happen. Be respectful of them. Be appreciative of their time. They do meetings like this all day. This is where your personal story can really make a difference. These meetings are very fast-paced. You have less than 10 minutes to get everything across. In Illinois, we always have several advocates from our state attend, and when we meet together, we all still tell our story during the introduction. You have to keep it quick but to the point. Bring a picture of your loved one with a Fragile X disorder. Write your information on the back, names, ages, address, email, and be sure you leave that with them. You want to put a face with why you are there, and how can you not fall in love with the face of somebody with Fragile X? An example of what I would say during my introduction would be, "Hi, I'm Holly Rose, and I live in Canton, Illinois. I have two children," and I show the picture, Parker, who is 12, and Allison, who is 9, and they both have Fragile X. We had never heard of Fragile X until Parker was diagnosed shortly before his 4th birthday. Until then, we were told that he was fine, and I was an overprotective mom, and that he would catch up despite his delays. Both my sisters and I are carriers of the Fragile X gene that we received from our dad. My older sister has one son with Fragile X and one without. We can trace the gene in our family for 6 generations now. Parker is significantly more affected than his sister Allison, which is common for males. He is in 7th grade, but academically around the kindergarten level. He has faced significant behavior issues because of his disability. Both of my children have a lot of anxiety and sensory issues, which limits the clothes they can wear and the food they can eat. Despite the challenges they face every day, they are always happy, extremely loving, and the most incredible part of my life. And then I give them the picture, then let them know they can keep it. After the introductions, one person from your group will give the quick, "This is what Fragile X is." Keep it simple. It's the leading cause of inherited mental impairment and the leading known genetic cause of autism. One person will tell the staff or congressperson what our ask is. You'll learn what that is on Tuesday. And one person will present the folder with the information inside. All of this will be covered in the training in a lot of detail, and it's very important that you practice with the other members from your state that are in your group so you know as advocates before you walk into a meeting who is doing which part. Some groups switch at every meeting who has which job. Others discover each person's strengths during the training, and that's their job for the next day. You will know what works for your group. Oftentimes, the person you meet with will have questions afterwards. Be honest. If they ask you a question that you don't know the answer to, let them know you don't know, but you will find out the answer. It's okay to not know an answer. Be sure you write down the question, and then after the meetings, be sure you get in touch with somebody from the foundation so we can help you get the answers that you need, and you can get back in touch with a staff person with the appropriate answers. But many of the questions are simply going to be personal and about your family, and those you can answer with ease. The first meeting will be your hardest. It's new. It's intimidating. And even if it's in the hallway with somebody who looks like they're not even old enough to take a driver's test, it's scary. It is, after all, very important. And that is part of the reason for this anxiety. This is a very important day, and you are doing an extremely important thing, not just for you and your family, but for every family living with Fragile X. And although that's a lot of weight to carry, at the end of the day, you will know that because you were there, because you had that face-to-face meeting, we have one more signature, one more supporter. And that is the most empowering experience ever, because you didn't just help your family member, but you are helping everyone living with a Fragile X disorder and changing the future in the most amazing and positive way. And that feeling is golden. I'm looking forward to seeing you in DC and being there as we shape the future for our families together.